You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. It started 10 years ago when the Green Bay Packers first told the NFL they wanted to host the draft event at Lambeau Field. Now it's just days away.
They raised the roof on the draft theater last week and everything's starting to fill in. It's really amazing. The energy and electricity is exciting.
That's Aaron Popke, Director of Public Affairs for the Green Bay Packers.
It's just exciting to have it be here. We unveiled a countdown clock last May and it was 345 days out. I remember looking at the countdown clock and like, holy smokes, that's we got some time. And now we, you know, going to the office every day, seeing that, and it's, you know, down into the double digits and it's on top of us.
The draft takes place Thursday, April 24th through Saturday, April 26th. Sitting on two of the Great Lakes puts Wisconsin in a unique position regarding maritime commerce and shipbuilding for military interests. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says adding Buy America and Made in America requirements to the defense bill helps strengthen the industry.
By the way, you know, we know about the big shipyards in Wisconsin, but there are hundreds of and upon hundreds of small businesses that supply certain components for those ships.
Baldwin added that she'll be happy to work with President Donald Trump on efforts to resurrect the U.S. shipbuilding industry. Early in his current administration, the president said he was committed to that objective. Last week, Trump directed the Department of Defense to explore actions that could help bring commercial shipbuilding back to the United States. In a climate where school districts are repeatedly going to the voters asking for referendums to fund operations, one area school district is feeling the pinch after a $10 million per year for 4 years operational referendum failed on April 1st. Fond du Lac School District is making cuts to address the $7.5 million deficit they face. Superintendent Jeff Flagg says that the district will eliminate 83 positions and lay off 27 employees. 53 of those positions are teaching positions. Due to the cuts, class sizes will increase from 25 to 29 students per class. Flagg says if these cuts are not enough to make up the deficit, the school district will look at closing buildings next. If a Fond du Lac representative gets his way, the Pride flag and others will not be flown at the state capitol. Joanne Krulatz reports.
State lawmakers debate what flags should be allowed to fly over the Wisconsin capitol. Fond du Lac Republican Representative Jerry O'Connor authors a bill that would allow only flags of the U.S. and Wisconsin and says the visual created by flags on government and school buildings is a problem and causes division. Milwaukee Democratic Representative Christine Sinicki says the bill actually causes more division. Flags including Pride, MAGA, and Juneteenth would be prohibited under the bill, which includes exceptions such as the POW/MIA flag.
30-year-old Jacob Miller of Sturgeon Bay has been sentenced to 20 years in prison and 10 years extended supervision for an attack on a family with a hedge trimmer. Miller was convicted in Door County Court of attempted first-degree intentional homicide, armed robbery, use of force, and physical abuse of a child intentionally causing bodily harm. A 45-year-old Green Bay woman is formally charged with the stabbing death of her fiancé Sunday night. Tanya Piontek is charged with first-degree intentional homicide, use of a dangerous weapon, and domestic abuse. The criminal complaint says Piontek phoned 911 to report that she had stabbed the man. A neighbor told police they had been arguing for about 90 minutes. Autopsy results show the victim was stabbed with an almost 8-inch blade. Piontek made her initial court appearance yesterday, where a $1 million cash bond was set. State lawmakers are proposing bipartisan legislation aimed at addressing the housing shortage, specifically in rural areas of Wisconsin. The bill's meant to incentivize developers to build housing projects in rural areas through tax credits and raising the lending limits for low-interest loan programs established last year. The tax credit bill would direct the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority to give 35% of its annual credits to housing developments in rural areas and loosen financing restrictions on those projects. A judge has ruled that the Trump administration cannot revoke the visa of a UW-Madison student weeks before he's set to graduate with his degree. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
According to the State Journal, Krishlal Isardasani is a 21-year-old student from India. He's a month away from completing his computer engineering degree. The paper reports the Trump administration canceled his visa April 4th. Federal Judge William Conley issued a 12-page order saying his visa was wrongly terminated and Isardasani didn't have any due process to correct that. His ruling also said after educational expenses for 3.5 years, Isardasani would face irreparable harm if he was forced to leave. At least 24 UW-Madison international students and alumni have had their visas revoked. When you include all the other UW system campuses across the state, that number climbs to more than 40. The Trump administration has canceled more than 1,000 student visas nationwide. UW-Madison officials have told local outlets they're not getting notified when people's visas are canceled. They have staff just checking databases every couple hours. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin's 2025 spring turkey season starts today, and it runs through May 27th. Brittany Merlot tells us more.
If you want to hunt, you'll need a spring turkey license, wild turkey stamp, and a valid harvest authorization. A full list of hunting regulations and hunting areas are available on the Wisconsin DNR's website. Hunters must also remember to register their turkeys by 5 p.m. the day after they harvest it.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The crew shuts out the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat Detroit 5-0, thanks to the pitching staff led by starter Quinn Priester, holding the Tigers to just one hit and no runs. Pat Murphy and how GM Matt Arnold and the Brewers scouts found the 24-year-old right-hander.
You know, it's hats off to them for finding a guy in AAA that can come and give us two pretty good outings so far, and looks like he's a lot to work with and great kid and competitor, and seems like, once again, they strike again. Matt Arnold and his posse.
NBA, the Bucks holding practice, getting ready for Saturday's playoff game at noon against the Pacers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost their starting left tackle for the season due to a torn ACL, head coach Luke Fickle on tackle Kevin Haywood.
Obviously, I think he's going to have surgery, so we're probably going to lose him and probably not going to get him back, obviously, even for the season. So that was one that's going to be really difficult and tough. But, you know, it's also a part of the game.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Yesterday in the Hollywood Beats, I reported that White Lotus Season 3 star Amy Lou Wood was hurt by the portrayal of her character during a sketch on Saturday Night Live last weekend. She called the portrayal mean and unfunny. Wood took to Instagram to clarify that she was not upset with Sarah Sherman, the actress who played her in the sketch. She also said Saturday Night Live reached out to her and apologized privately. Katy Perry was in space for 8 minutes aboard a spacecraft sponsored by tech company Blue Origin. The spacecraft crossed the outer space barrier for a few minutes before coming back down to Earth. One of Perry's space mates, Gail King, said Perry sang "What a Wonderful World" as they floated along. Blue Origin is owned by Jeff Bezos, whose wife, Lauren Sanchez, was also on board the flight. This marks the first time in history 6 women have gone into space on a mission that achieved almost nothing while wearing bell-bottoms. Money well spent. Here's a film that might amuse you if you're just in the mood to sort of zone out. The Amateur, starring Rami Malek, is what I would describe as halfway decent entertainment on the big screen, but there just isn't a whole lot there. Malek plays a CIA analyst who wants to avenge the death of his wife. He does just that, and there are some interesting scenes involving his revenge, but nothing is ever really explained. It's directed well, and there are some cool scenes and a good pace, but it lacks substance, and frankly, Malek seems miscast in his own film. That's right, he's also a producer. Get ready, folks, the playoffs are right around the corner. Of course, I'm talking about the music competition show, The Voice. Season 27 playoffs start in late April, and the show is adding what they call mega mentors in Sheryl Crow and Leanne Rimes. The two will be on opposing teams, led by Michael Bublé and John Legend, respectively. The Voice airs Monday nights at 8 p.m. on NBC. I'd love to be a mega mentor. HBO's The Last of Us Season 2 is finally here, with the first episode airing last Sunday night. The wait seems to have been worth it for viewers as well as the network, which says Season 2 viewership for the premiere was up 13% from last season's debut episode. Sunday night's show drew 5.3 million viewers compared to 4.7 million for Season 1. The Last of Us Season 1 ended with a total of 32 million viewers. New episodes drop Sunday nights on Max. Britt Lower's star is on the rise as she will join the cast of Sender, a horror film starring Jamie Lee Curtis, who is also producing. This will not be a huge leap for Lower, genrally speaking, as she's had plenty of psychological horror film training on Apple TV's hit show Severance. Deadline reports that Sender is based on a short film by director Russell Goldman called Return to Sender. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad mid-April day with sunny skies, and we finally get a break from the wind as well. High temperatures in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-30s. On Thursday, some showers developing in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. Current temperature is 37.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.